Ian McEwan took on the twin disasters of a great lie and a world war in his novel Atonement. Now a new movie takes on the much-acclaimed novel. It stars Keira Knightley and James McAvoy. Morning Edition and Los Angeles Times critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Atonement is an assured and deeply moving film. It's a rich, old-fashioned love story and a potent meditation on the power of fiction to destroy and create. Directed by Joe Wright and starring Keira Knightley, Atonement has the kind of expansive sweep that brings The English Patient to mind. Knightley stars as the wealthy Cecilia, one of England's bright young things, circa 1935. She's at Cambridge with Robbie, played by McAvoy, the son of the family housekeeper who's there on a scholarship. There is real feeling between them, but it makes both of them nervous and uncertain.
I don't know how I could have been so ignorant about myself, so stupid. You knew before I did.
Why are you crying?
Don't you know?
Yes, I know exactly.
Then a pair of riveting incidents happen that are fatally misunderstood by Cecilia's younger sister.
I know who it was.
You saw him then?
Yes, I saw him. I know it was him.
You know it was him? Well, you saw him?
Yes, I did. I saw him.
With your own eyes?
Yes.
Those accusations trigger a series of devastating situations that enmesh all the key characters and take decades to fully play out. Knightley and McAvoy not only have the looks for a sweeping love story, they have the skill to play the film's range of emotions. Plus, they have the will to throw themselves into the proceedings like they really mean it. Atonement is a film of layers and surprises, and Wright's robust directing style, his ability to infuse vigorous emotions into his films, suits it to a T. And the director's decision to stick closely to the book is a key factor in the film's success. Like the best of titles, the full meaning of Atonement is only clear at its conclusion. You may think you know, but until you come to the end, you really don't. It's that kind of a novel, and thankfully, that kind of a film.